With 1 week left in the regular season, the Browns High School Game of the Week presented by PNC Bank traveled out to Madison for a premier athletic conference matchup between the Blue Streaks and the Lakeside Dragons. Madison was able to finish tonight's game with a final score of 48-13 and improved to 8-1, keeping their playoff dreams alive. John, looking back at tonight's game, what did you see that helped the Blue Streaks get tonight's win?
I'll tell you, the Blue Streaks, they played a complete football game. Their offense was able to put points on the board. The defense had interceptions for touchdown, and their special teams were also able to score a touchdown at the end of the game on the kick return. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the playoffs, and they got one more week to go in the regular season.
The first half featured a game of turnovers for both teams, but the difference was Madison's continued ability to capitalize from a pick six by Nick Brooks and an interception by Vince Primer that set up Nick Law for an 8-yard touchdown catch. Lakeside was able to get points on the board after a fumble recovery that set up a 17-yard touchdown catch by Matt Longhofer. But Madison's run game was too much for the Dragons to handle, making the score by the half 35-6. Our first and 10 play of the game came at the start of the second half when the Blue Streaks' Jack Hall faked a punt and ran 34 yards, setting up our MVP, Aaron Petroselli, for a 6-yard touchdown run. The Dragons' Ryan Falkerson recovered a fumble and returned it for a touchdown in the second half, but it just wasn't enough and the Blue Streaks prevailed.
My team means like everything to me because they're all such amazing friends and athletes, and I just come out here every single day at practice and just feel like a big family because they're all so great friends. We just knew we had to come out and win this game, and if we won this game, come out next week, win it, we're hosting a playoff game home first.
Well, it just shows you what kind of kids we have coming through here. This senior group, last year's senior group, and the younger kids. We have three or four good classes in a row, which, you know, that helps. You know, if you just have one, it doesn't work. You got to have two or three back-to-back good classes to put good teams together.
Thanks for joining us this week for the Browns High School Game of the Week. Make sure to log on to ClevelandBrowns.com and vote for our last regular season matchup. We are covering playoffs, so stay tuned and vote for those as well. For John LaForce, I'm Elizabeth Menely. See you next week. Tune in Saturday morning for the Cleveland Browns High School Football Show presented by PNC Bank, a one-hour program that airs 7 a.m. on ESPN 850 WKNR. The Cleveland Browns are committed to making the game of football better and safer through Heads Up Football. Go to usafootball.com to learn how your school can incorporate Heads Up Football for your team.